Essential personnel are to clear the controlled area for launch vehicle ordnance.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Good luck and God bless.
It's 8 weeks, but we finally have some football weather as we're live in Bonterre for senior night at North County High School. The Raiders will take the field to take on the Potosi Trojans. Thanks for tuning into the Fleeks Equipment pregame show on J98. Andy Humphrey with you as we give you this one between 2-4-3 teams. Identical records. They're in different classes and different districts. They both sit in fourth place in those respective districts, and they want to get some key points at the end of the season to try and move up as much as they can. Potosi, fourth place in Class 3 District 1. They're right behind Central, about 5 points behind them. If they can jump them, they might get that 3 seed. As of now, Potosi will be flipped with Perryville and would have to go see them for a playoff matchup. As of now, if the playoffs started today. For North County, they're in fourth place in their district. Festus above them, they lost to them earlier, so not a whole lot of room to move for North County, but they can try and get some points to maybe get closer to Farmington as they take on a pretty tough opponent tonight in Lutheran North. We'll see how things shake out in the last couple of seasons, but it will be interesting tonight as these two teams take the field. Defense has been key for Potosi. They have only allowed maybe one or two offensive touchdowns every single week. North County's offense, high-powered. They have been on fire, winning 3 of their last 4 games, and they want to try and keep it moving tonight. We talked with both head coaches. We'll hear those conversations next on the Fleeks Equipment pregame show on J98.
Your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Comtree Dental is leading in innovation to serve your family in Jefferson County. Find us serving students in more than 80 schools.
Visit our pediatric specialist, the only pediatric dentist accepting Medicaid in Jefferson County.
Receive care in our fully equipped mobile dental clinic.
Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment for your smile.
Welcome to our family tree.
And we welcome you back on the Fleeks Equipment pregame show on J98, getting set for some Week 8 action between Potosi and North County. Potosi Trojans head coach Ed Haar joining me now. Coach, frigid temperatures, a little wet out there. What's the message to your guys for conditions like this?
This is perfect weather for us. You know, we like to run the football a lot, and that's what we preached. You know, obviously, holding on to the football is going to be huge tonight, and we talked about that a little bit too.
The running game, obviously a big staple of what you do offensively. Damon Guthrie, Kyle Miller, Ethan Brown, what do you expect from those guys in the backfield tonight?
Well, I expect big nights. You know, we're going to go to them a lot. We expect big things from them, and we expect big things from our offensive line up front.
As far as defensively, your group has basically only given up maybe one or two offensive touchdowns every game all season long. But this North County offense, a big test against a lot of teams this year. They've scored a lot of points. What's been the message to your defense to be prepared for what they'll bring?
Just stay focused, have our eyes on our keys, know our responsibilities, know where we line up to their different formations, and play football.
All right, Coach, appreciate the time. Good luck out there.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Ed Haar, head coach of the Potosi Trojans, joining us on the Fleeks Equipment pregame show on J98.
From mailboxing to packing, the UPS Store does every ing for small business, including printing. Because running your own business means you're also in charge of marketing and promoting. And our printing experts can help with professional business carding, menuing, postering, all the ings to get people, well, buzzing. The UPS Store. Every ing for small business. And, of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
Have you ever been to dinner with a friend and realized you don't have cash to split the check? Or do you need to pay the soccer coach for that new uniform? Hi, Paul Hale from New Era Bank, and our new app has just what you need. Our app features person-to-person payments. This allows you to pay from your cell phone directly to someone else's. They receive a text from you and get the money real-time, even if you don't bank with us. Check out our website at www.newerabank.com for more information or call one of our locations. Member FDIC.
And we're back on the Fleegs Equipment pregame show on J98 as the rain continues to come down in Bon Terre. North County and Potosi going to battle on the gridiron tonight, and North County head coach Brian Jones joining me now. Coach, first off, with these conditions, kind of the first cold night of the year that you're going to get, finally a little bit more like football weather, right?
Well, I don't know. Football weather to me is about 60, 65, and, clear skies and no wind. But this doesn't seem to be affecting our kids much. They don't seem to be fazed by it, and we had a pretty good pregame and pretty good evening after pregame meal and walkthrough. I think they're focused, so that's what really matters is how they respond.
You talked about this Potosi defense being a real concern for your offense tonight. What things have you told your offense to maybe expect against these guys for Potosi?
Just guys that fire off the ball, up front and punch you in the mouth, and they just stay on their blocks of the whistle and finish guys at the end. And I believe it, the New Madrid film when we watched it, I believe they have one drive that they went about 17 or 18 plays offensively. And if they do that to us tonight, we're going to be in trouble because they just. Our depth is not very good, and almost all of our offensive starters are also defensive starters. And if they got to, stay on the field for 17 or 18 plays without coming off and getting a breather, we're going to be pretty lethargic offensively when it's time to get that unit out. So that's a real concern. And just the way they play up front, just the physical football that Coach Haar and his staff has brought to the Trojans.
Senior night for you tonight. You've got some pretty key ones, like the quarterback position, running back, really sprinkled all around the field. How ready are they, and how excited are they to take the field tonight?
Well, senior night always brings a lot of emotion, and the thing I tried to stress to the kids as well as the parents is that after all the senior night activities are over, we still have 30% of our season to play at least, and every game at this point is a crucial game for us in terms of district standings and just overall record.
All right, Coach, appreciate the time. Good luck out there.
Thank you, and we appreciate the coverage.
Brian Jones, head coach of the North County Raiders, joining us on the Fleegs Equipment pregame show on J98.
For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fleegs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fleegs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation, Fleegs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fleegs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Lettington, and online at Fleegs.com. For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fleegs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fleegs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation, Fleegs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fleegs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Lettington, and online at Fleegs.com.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 10-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker today at 800-851-5371.
KTJJ Farmington, Festus Crystal City, St. Genevieve, The Boot.
And we welcome you back inside the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. Andy Humphrey with you as Potosi and North County's captains meet at midfield for the coin toss, which is brought to you by New Era Bank. It's easy to save your coins and change with New Era Bank's Roundup Savings. To see how easy it is, visit your local New Era Bank branch or online at unicobank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC. I believe the indication was that North County received, or they won the coin toss, and we'll see what their decision was. They decide to receive the kick first. So we'll see this high-powered North County offense on the field first. And that very stout Potosi defense as well will be on the field to start things out. Senior night in Bon Terre. They went through the ceremony earlier today, honored the 10 seniors on this football team for North County. Not only those 10 seniors for football, but the seniors for pretty much everybody throughout fall sports and fall athletics, including the cheerleaders, the drill team, the band, also the soccer team, the cross-country team, tennis, softball, and everybody else that has played throughout this fall. They honored before the football game tonight for North County Senior Night. Potosi in their all-white uniforms on the road. They have purple and gold stripes on the shoulders and purple numbers on the front and back. The white helmets with the Potosi logo on the left side and their number on the right. North County in their blue uniforms with a gold stripe down the side of the shirt and the pants with the white numbers and letters on the front and back and the gold trim and the blue helmets as well with the Raider logo on either side. Zach Haynes, the senior, is back to boot this kick for the Trojans. 2-4-3 teams dueling on the gridiron tonight in some cold temperatures. Underway in Bon Terre. It's a line drive fielded at the 30. They take it up to the 35 on the far sideline and then out of bounds. Just inside the 40. Spot the football down at the 37 where North County will set things up. We'll take a look at your weather. Brought to you by Presbyterian Manor, the way you want to live. Some rain came down earlier, light rain, but it was steady for a few hours, and now it's a very crisp 46 degrees with cloudy skies and expected to drop a little bit more as we move along tonight. Colton Borman's offense takes the field first for the Raiders. He has Jalen Reed at tailback and four wide receivers, Cole Ziegler, Noah Meese, Carter Kekak, Tyler Murphy. Meese actually not in the starting lineup. It's Blake Head starting for the Raiders tonight. They've taken the field, and there's a bit of a delay. Officials are on the near sideline. Not sure what the delay was about, but the head referee is jogging back toward the field to play, and looks like he's calling his back judge now. Potosi's defense has a 4-2 front and five defensive backs. Along that front four, Caleb Evans, Jed Weir, Logan Kirby, Hunter Moon, Tristan Murdick, and Devin Marler are the two linebackers. Zach Haynes, Isaac Gagan, Devon Guthrie, Austin Wilson, and Seth Shadrick in the secondary. There's the whistle, and we're ready for football. Raiders moving from right to left in their blue uniforms. Poorman in the shotgun, motions Reed outside to the right. Takes the snap, looking to throw. Gets it to Noah Meese. It's complete across the 50 to the 45 and down inside the 45 to the 44. So he said Noah Meese wasn't really in the starting lineup. It was due to an injury earlier. But he is in this starting lineup, and the Raiders will go hurry up. Under center is Poorman. And a bit of a jump on the Trojan side, but nothing called as there was no contact there. Poorman still under center. Three wide receivers to the left side, and they hand it off on first down to Jalen Reed. Across the 40 and barrels ahead to the 36-yard line. And that's a good 8-yard gain for Jalen Reed. By the way, that completion was 23 yards from Poorman to Meese to start things out. Second down and two, shotgun for Poorman. Five wide out set. Takes the snap, runs a jet sweep to Cole Ziegler to the right side. Ziegler met early in the backfield, got away from one tackler, but can't get away from the second. He's going out of bounds and might have enough for the first down. Very close to that marker. They haven't motioned to move the chains just yet, and now they do. First down, North County, brought to you by Coldwell Banker Holsey. They move this town. Online at coldwellbankerholsey.com. 2-yard run for Ziegler. Second first down of the game so far for North County's offense. Poorman shotgun with Reed to his right. Or his left, I should say. Takes the snap. Looking left. Wants to throw it. Completes it to Carter Kiekek at the 25-yard line where he dives forward and gains 9 yards on the pass. North County's offense knocking on the door of the red zone already on the first drive of the game. Still no score. Poorman will now go under center in the I formation. Kiekek the tailback. Reed the fullback. Two wideouts to either side. Takes the snap, gives to Reed. Barreling left side, has room, 20 to the 15, and he's tackled there. As he gains a few more yards, that's 9 more to get him another first down. Two carries, 17 yards in the early going for Reed. Sixth play of the drive for North County. Still no score, but they are knocking on the door early as we approach 10 minutes to play in the first. Shotgun for Poorman. High snap. He has to go back to get it at the 30-yard line. Picks it up. Now trying to run with it to the 25, and then he gets mobbed by some Trojan tacklers. So a miscue there. The first real hiccup in this impressive drive so far for North County. Poorman losing 10 yards on the high snap that he had to go corral. So now it makes it a second and 20. Keep in mind, very slippery conditions tonight. It's not raining at the moment, but it was for about 3 straight hours earlier today. And the Raiders have lost 9 fumbles on the season, so keep an eye on that. Under 10 minutes to play first quarter, no score. Poorman on second and 20, tosses outside to Kiekek, running up the middle now and gains about 4 yards, just shy of the 20-yard line, bringing up a third and 16. Kiekek, his first carry. And now they'll go with the eighth play of the drive now. Poorman in the gun with 4 wideouts and Reed to his left. 9:17 to go first quarter and flags fly. Somebody jumped on the line. I saw a Potosi player go across, but was he baited? No, he was not. They'll say offside. And so it's a little more easy for North County as they march 5 yards forward and makes it third and a long 10. At the 15-yard line. Poorman in the gun with 4 wideouts. And Reed to his left. Takes the snap. Runs it right up the middle. Trying to get the edge. Does. 10-yard line. Barrels ahead and is just a little shy of the first down marker. This might be 4-down territory, though, as Poorman gains 7 on the play. And there's a whistle here as a Potosi player was slow to get up. DeMond Guthrie is walking away from the play limping, and he might need to go to the sideline real quick. Potosi makes another substitution. I don't know if Guthrie was the one that made the tackle there, but Poorman put his head down and tried to lunge forward for some extra yards. This is a 4th down and 2. They'll go for it with Poorman in the shotgun and Reed to his right and 4 wideouts. Poorman fakes it once, and now he'll look to the sideline for the call with 15 on the play clock. 8:35 to go in this first quarter, no score. Poorman takes the snap, running right side, gets met early, but is down across the 5-yard line. Good enough for the first down as he gained 4. And that keeps the drive alive. It'll be first and goal from about the 4-yard line for the Raiders, trying to be the first on the scoreboard tonight. Raiders about to run their 10th play of the drive. I formation. Poorman now dips under center with a wideout on either side. Gives to Reed up the left side, and he's just near the goal line. Touchdown! Jalen Reed punches it in from 4 yards out. And Reed, with his 12th rushing touchdown of the year, gives North County an early 6-0 lead in the first. And now the Raiders will line up to go for 2, as they always do, with 8:13 to go in the first quarter, trying to take an 8-0 lead now. Poorman under center, throws left side. Kiekek has blockers out in front, and he walks into the end zone for the 2. So they get the touchdown and the conversion, and they lead 8-0 with 8:13 to go in the first quarter. North County over Potosi in the early going. We'll step aside for 30 seconds on J98.
Area College spirit wear, snappy book bag, greeting cards, art supplies, office supplies, or study sheets. In the market for a new laptop computer? Check out our expanded bookstore on Mineral Area College's Park Hills campus. For that Mac student in your life, a gift card might be just the thing he or she needs to make a big difference. Visit Mineral Area College's bookstore today on the Park Hills campus near the Ludington Park Hills exit. It starts here, Mineral Area College.
Eight nothing North County in the early going on J98. We're live in Bonterre on North County Senior Night. Potosi about to receive the football for the first time. They'll move from left to right. Colton Poorman raises his hand to give this kickoff. A straight run up, and it's a line drive that bounces at the 25 and fielded at the 20 by DeMond Guthrie. Running right up the middle, Guthrie across the 30, and flags fly as he gets tackled down at the 34. This might be a face mask, as he got slinged to the turf. Had to come off the field earlier for an injury. We'll see if this tacks on a little bit more. Actually, no face mask. It'll be a holding that pushes the Trojans back. So they return it to the 34, but the holding penalty will push them back closer to their own 20. They'll mark it off from where Guthrie ran to, and they'll spot the ball down at the 24. So now we'll see what this Potosi offense can do. Andrew Coleman, the sophomore quarterback, takes the field in the I formation. DeMond Guthrie, the tailback, with one wide out. That's Zach Haynes on the far side left. Coleman under center on first down, takes the snap and hands it to the fullback, running straight up the gut and gains a couple of yards. As I look to see who it was that carried it, it was Tristan Murdick, who got that first play for Potosi. They average around 200 rushing yards per game. In fact, 286, I should say, and their offense is almost strictly on the ground. I formation again. Coleman takes the snap, tosses outside. DeMond Guthrie gets through a couple tackles to the 30 and then tripped up, but lunged forward for some extra yardage and is down at the 31, about 3 yards shy of the first. That's a gain of 5 yards for Guthrie on his first carry. Now the Trojans have a third down and 3 upcoming. They trail 8-0 to North County as we approach 7 minutes to play in the first quarter. I formation again. The wideout is Seth Shadrick to the near side right. Coleman takes the snap, hands off to the fullback, who tries to find the edge and instead gets tackled short of the sticks. Only a gain of a couple of yards for Tristan Murdick. Maybe a yard and a half shy. And the punt unit on early for the Trojans. Zach Haynes has been a great punter all season long, averaging 45 yards a punt. He was first-team All-State last year, getting some college looks to be a punter at the next level maybe, as he now lines up in the punt formation. Cole Ziegler is back for the Trojans to receive this kick, and they come after him, but Haynes gets it off. Bounces around the 30 to the 25 and keeps rolling Potosi's way. Ziegler gets out of the way, and it's inside the 20 down to the 16. Good punt from Zach Haynes. So the Trojans have to go 3 and out on their first drive, but they do pin the Raiders back a little bit deeper for their second one. It's 8-0 North County in the early going. We have 6:07 to go in this first quarter. Let's thank a few sponsors, including BOGO Sandwiches in Farmington, Boyer Lumber in Potosi, Fleegs Equipment in St. Genevieve in Ledington, and New Era Bank in Farmington, Fredericktown, Park Hills, Deloge, and Bonterre. First down and 10 from the 16 for the Raiders. In shotgun is Poorman. He takes the snap. A quick throw over the middle, and it's incomplete. Out of the reach of Carter Kekek, the sophomore. And Kekek unable to grab that one. He does have one catch already today, but incomplete to make it second down. And another penalty on the field. This is on the Raiders. It's a holding penalty, and that will mark them off half the distance to the goal, so they'll spot it at the 8, I believe. So that incompletion basically is nullified. They'll now have first and 18 or more like first and 20. They'll just go to the 6-yard line and not half the distance to the goal. Maybe they figure this out here and say that they don't need to go the full 10 yards. They could just go half the distance and mark it forward a couple more. Officials were starting to converge there, but instead they'll just have the ball be spotted at the 6. Okay. First down and 20 from the 6 for North County. Foreman in the shotgun formation with 3 wide to the right and 1 to the left. He takes the snap. He fakes the handoff and runs it up the middle himself, and nowhere to go as he gets wrapped up pretty early. Did gain a couple of yards, it appears, to the 8-yard line. Brings up 2nd and 18. Foreman already 4 carries on his senior night. The Dream Team quarterback from last year and all district as well from a season ago. He takes the snap this time and hands to Reed, who sidesteps a couple of defenders, gets across the 10 to the 11, and gains 3 yards that time. So they've gotten a few yards for these first couple of running plays, and now with 5 minutes to go in this first quarter, North County up 8-0. They face a 3rd and 15 at their own 11. Foreman calls out a signal and then backs up. Motions a man to the left side. That's Ziegler, and now takes a snap. Back to throw. Has good protection in the early going. He lets it go, and it's complete, but very short of the sticks. Didn't even get to the 20-yard line. That's Noah Misi on the catch. But that's short of the 15, in fact. Only a gain of 3, and that brings up a 4th down for the Raiders as they'll punt it away. Colton Foreman is also their punter, so he'll back up pretty close to his end zone, only about a yard away, and Zach Haynes back to return for the Trojans. Still awaiting that snap on 4th down to punt it away. 4:20 to go as he takes the snap and lets it go. Zach Haynes lets it bounce at the 50 and takes a good North County bounce across the 40 and then down at the 37-yard line. Good punt from Colton Foreman. With 4:09 to go in the first quarter, North County with an 8-0 lead. But a 3-and-out that the Trojans faced that time. Or they forced. And now they'll start at their own 37. Only 3 running plays for Potosi so far, and they had to get off the field without getting a first down on their first drive a few moments ago. We'll see what they can do on their second drive. Andrew Coleman under center, takes the snap, gives to the fullback, pushing forward. Good protection up front, and they push the mob to about the 42-yard line. That was Braden Isgriggs, the fullback. He gained 5 and now, or 6 yards, I should say, and brings up a 2nd and 5. It's a 5-yard gain for Isgriggs. I formation again. They take the snap and give it to the tailback this time. This is Ethan Brown, who ran right into those North County defenders. And only a couple of yards, it appears, for Kyle Miller. I beg your pardon. That was Miller who was the tailback, and he comes off the field now. Change up their guys quite a bit. That's a gain of 3 for Miller. 3rd down and 2 for the Potosi Trojans as they try to get their first down of the night. Seth Shadrick out wide to the right in the I formation, and Coleman dips under center, gives to the fullback. They have the first down with Isgriggs as he's across the 45 and close to midfield, down at the 49-yard line. That's a gain of 7 for Isgriggs. First down at the 49. That's their own 49-yard line for Potosi. for their first Coldwell Banker Holsey first down of the game. We're under three to play. 8-0 North County leads. Zach Haynes out wide to the left, and Coleman under center in the I formation. Gives to DeMond Guthrie, runs right up the gut across midfield, close to the 45, but not quite, as he gains 5 yards to the 46. Second carry for DeMond Guthrie on the night. He has 10 yards. Guthrie, the leading yard getter, the leading yards per carry man on this Potosi running offense, averaging 9.5 per tout. Coleman takes the snap on second down, gives to Guthrie again. This time he's gobbled up pretty quickly after a gain of only 2. There's Payson DeClue there, as well as Grant Bachman, 2 seniors that were honored before the game on senior night. Guthrie just a 2-yard gain on that second down run, and that'll make it 3rd and 3. Need to get to just about the 40-yard line. They huddle up with 18 on the play clock. We're under 2 to play in this first quarter. Potosi down 8-0 to North County. I formation again. Brown is the tailback. Takes the snap, and the handoff is to Brown, and he's met early. Jalen Reed brings him down for a minimal gain. Only 1 picked up by Brown, and Jalen Reed, the all-district linebacker, is there to meet him and force a 4th down and 2. We'll see what they do here. Looks like the offense is still on the field for the Trojans, and they might go for this in the North County half of the field. It's 4th and 2.5, we'll call it. Haynes out wide to the left. DeMond Guthrie, the tailback in the I formation. Isgriggs, the fullback. They give it to Isgriggs, and he has the first down across the 40 and dragged down at the 36. So they gamble, and they get the first down on that play. A 7-yard pickup for Isgriggs. So they've converted on a 3rd down and a 4th down on this running drive that has featured 7 plays, all runs, and that's what you should expect from Potosi, as we're at 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. Potosi down 8-0, driving down the field at the North County 36. They have 1st down, I formation again. Guthrie is the tailback, and a flag comes in before the snap, and they'll get Potosi for illegal procedure. So back him up 5 yards to the 41. And now Potosi will have to regroup. It's always a killer to have that 5-yard penalty. Can put an offense like this off schedule in a big way. They'll keep it with the I formation. Guthrie is the tailback. Coleman takes the snap and hands to Guthrie, running left side, and gets past one man and then dragged down after a 5-yard gain. Got back to about the original line of scrimmage, close to the 35. Give Guthrie 5 and make it 2nd and 10. That will be the final play of the first quarter, it appears, as the clock now winds down to 0. First 12 minutes of play, North County with the 8-0 lead over Potosi. We'll be back after this on J98.
Hot and Ready Pizza is here at your Little Caesars in Herculaneum. They have their famous Little Caesars combo for just $5. And for dinner, pick up a Hot and Ready cheese, pepperoni, or sausage pizza for just $5.55. Or a 5-meat feast, and I mean feast, for just $9. That's Little Caesars off I-55 at the Herculaneum exit behind Cracker Barrel. Open at 10:30, 7 days a week. And be sure to use the Little Caesars app when ordering.
Go see JR today at Midwest Sports Center. They're just off Highway 67 in Farmington. And JR, just because the weather's getting a little bit cooler doesn't mean the deals are cooling off at Midwest Sports Center.
No, we've got some hot sales going on right now on all of our ATVs and side-by-sides. I've still got some mowers available also. Come see me, JR, at Midwest Sports Center. The number here is 573-756-7975. Just ask for JR.
Go get dirty with Midwest Sports Center today. They're located just off Highway 67 on Walker Drive in Farmington.
One quarter in, second quarter about to begin, as the North County Raiders have an 8-0 lead over Potosi. The Trojans are driving, though. They have 2nd down and 9 from the North County 35. They toss it to the outside with Guthrie, who gets the edge. And across the 30, close to the first down marker, tackled at the 26. And it appears that they will give it to him, a 10-yard pickup for Guthrie. As they spot the football down just outside that 25. And it is good enough for a Coldwell Banker Holsey first down. Ninth play of the drive there for Potosi. It's been all run so far, and as we enter this second quarter, they will look to get on the scoreboard for the first time, trailing 8-0. Andrew Coleman under center in the I formation. Cale Short is the fullback. They give it to the tailback. This is Kyle Miller. Gets past the initial man in the backfield, but then tackled directly afterwards. Got across the 25 to about the 24. Only a one-yard gain for Kyle Miller on the 10th play of the drive. Second and 9 for the Trojans, under 11.5 to play in this first half. Out wide is Austin Wilson to the left. I formation again. Coleman takes the snap, gives to the fullback. This is Iz Griggs. Had the edge for a moment, then dragged down just before getting to that 20-yard line where they'll spot him down at the 20.5, it appears. Gained 4 yards, and that brings up 3rd and 5. Is Griggs his fourth carry. Well, the Trojans have done well on this second drive of the game. They went 3 and out on their first one, but much more productive on this second drive. Shadrick out wide to the left. I formation again. Coleman takes a snap and tosses outside to Guthrie. Got away from a tackler and still powering forward close to the first down marker right at the 16-yard line. Depending on the spot, we'll see where they put it down, and that might be a little short. It is, maybe by about an inch. We'll see if they bring the chains out. Nope. They'll call him about a yard shy, and now it's 4th and 1. Trojans huddling up, 15 on the play clock. They come to the line in that I formation once again. That's been their formation basically all night so far. Coleman takes the snap, gets to the fullback, Iz Griggs. Powers ahead, has the first down across the 15 and down at the 14. Boy, he has been big. Couple of fourth down conversions for Braden Iz Griggs, the fullback, on this drive alone. That was the 13th play of the drive. Now first down and 10 for the Trojans at the North County 14. Wilson out wide to the left. I formation again. Guthrie the tailback. The fullback is Griggs. He gets the carry across the 10 near the 5-yard line where he gets mobbed and got a good pickup on that first down run. He gained 8 to about the 6. In fact, give him the 7-yard line. So that's a 7-yard gain for Braden Iz Griggs, his 6th carry. You got to wonder how gassed that North County defense must be. They've had to change out a few guys whenever they can. Potosi comes to the line in that I formation again, 2nd and about 2. They give it to DeMond Guthrie, the tailback. He is spun down right at the line of scrimmage. Good play by Payson DeClue, the senior. Holds Guthrie to no gain, and that brings up a 3rd and 2. So they change out personnel. Andrew Coleman coming back from the sideline to give his players the call. It's 3rd down, and Guthrie actually lost a yard there. It's about 3 yards to go for the Trojans at the 6. Miller the tailback. And they give it up the middle to Murdick, the fullback, across the 5, very close to the first down. We'll see where they put it. And might be short again. So Murdick gained 2, and another 4th down that the Trojans are facing. They're about to run their 17th play of the drive. With 8 minutes to go in the first half, they trail 8-0 to North County. We'll see what they cook up to try and convert on 4th down for the 3rd time on this drive alone. Guthrie the tailback, Iz Griggs the fullback, Coleman under center. Takes the snap, Iz Griggs right up the middle, lunging forward, and they're pushing the pile behind him. He appears to have it as they start to take away the tacklers and the officials signal first down Potosi. They mark him down at the 3-yard line. So is Griggs a gain of 2 there. Now it's first down and goal from the 3. Boy, this has been an impressive drive for Potosi. I'm sure their offensive linemen are a little gassed, but they're still going. First down and goal from the 3. Coleman under center. He bobbles it, and there's a scrum for the football, and I think Coleman fell on it at the last moment. Boy, that would have been a killer. Now it'll be second and goal from about the 6-yard line as Coleman lost 3 yards and is very lucky to still have the football in that situation. Now they pitch it on second down and 6 to Guthrie. Gets away from one man across the 5 and into the end zone. Damon Guthrie runs it in on the toss, and Potosi now trailing 8-6 with the extra point coming. 7 minutes to go exactly in this first half, and Damon Guthrie with his 8th touchdown on the ground this year gets a high five from his head coach, and now they'll line up for the extra point. Zach Haynes sets it up at about the 10-yard line. Isaac Gagan, the holder. They'll try to make it a 1-point game with this extra point. Still waiting for the snap. There it is. Hold is down, kick is up, and the kick is good. So Zach Haynes makes it. And it's now 8-7 North County with 7 minutes exactly to go in this first half. We're back in 30 seconds on J98.
Boyer Lumber. Service and quality.
Boyer Lumber.
The way that it should be.
Boyer Lumber.
We know you by first name. Build with us, you'll be glad you came.
Boyer Lumber.
We have it all right here.
Boyer Lumber.
And help is always near for service and quality. It's Boyer Lumber.
Boyer Lumber.
So both teams with a touchdown now, but the difference is North County went for 2 and made it. Potosi went for 1 and made it. And it's 8-7 North County as they will receive the football next with 7 minutes exactly to go in the first half. I'm Andy Humphrey inside the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. Zach Haynes backs up for this kickoff. He'll boot it from right to left. Back to return, Cole Ziegler for North County. We'll see if it even makes it to him as Haynes kicks another squibber, takes a weird bounce, and then it's fielded at the 30-yard line, picked up by the Raiders' Chris Singleton. He returns it about 9 yards to the 39, and that's where the Raiders will start their third drive of the game. Let's recap that last drive from Potosi, brought to you by Gilster Mary Lee, hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates, benefits and bonus pay. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. 19 plays, all running plays, 3 fourth down conversions, and it ended with a touchdown for Damon Guthrie from 6 yards out, and they converted on the PAT. An impressive drive for the Potosi Trojans to make it a 1-point game. Poorman on first down is throwing. He completes it to Ziegler over the middle, across the 45, and close to the 50-yard line. He has first down yardage, it appears, on a gain of 10. Poorman so far is 4 of 4. And he has completed it for about 45 yards. He now has a first down and 10 from his own 49. Takes the snap in the shotgun. Running right side, complete to Ziegler again across midfield, 45, and then dragged out of bounds just before the 40-yard line. They'll spot him down at the 42. 9-yard pickup that time from Poorman to Ziegler. And Colton Poorman, 5 of 5, throwing the football in the early going. It's second down and 1 as we approach 6.5 to play in this first half. North County with the football up 8-7 and already in Potosi territory at the 42. Takes the snap, Poorman. Reed looking for a place to run after taking the handoff. It looks like he got the first down, but oh so close. Just before the 40-yard line, and that should move the sticks as Reed gains 1. That will be a Coldwell Banker Halsey first down to the 41 of Potosi. North County scored on their first drive of the game on an 8-play drive, or 10-play drive, I should say. Borman under center. He runs it up the middle himself across the 40 and to the 36. Kind of caught that front four for Potosi off guard a bit and gained five. That brings up second and five for the Raiders. And they've moved the football well in this first half in the early going. 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. Borman under center. They'll fake the handoff to Reed, and he's back to throw. He's pressured, lets it go over the middle. It's caught by Ziegler. Touchdown! North County takes the top off the defense that time. Cole Ziegler brings it in, 41 yards, and North County extends their lead to 14-7. Now what a job by Cole Ziegler to just get away from his man, and Borman a very nice throw to lead him into the end zone, caught it at the five, and then ran it in. They'll go for two, as they always do. Three catches for Ziegler on that drive, and Borman in the gun on this two-point conversion. Ziegler in motion to his left side, motion up front, and a flag comes in. And it's a false start on the Raiders. That'll back him up to about the seven. Now the Raiders will go for two from about their 7-yard line. They converted on their first one with a pass play to Carter Kekek. We'll see what they have to draw up with a little more room to go. Kekek is lined up as a tight end on the left side. Ziegler to the right. They motion him to the left side now. And more motion. And the Raiders were early again on the movement. Back him up five more yards to about the 12. So North County was able to punch it into the end zone, but kind of shooting themselves in the foot on the two-point conversion a bit. And now they'll have about 12 to 13 yards to go on this two. Borman lines up with a bit of a more spread out set this time. Ziegler out wide to the left. To the right side, it's Tyler Murphy. And Borman awaiting the call from the sideline. Now he walks up under center with seven on the play clock. In the I formation, motion Kekek out to the right, taking the snap, and he rolls to the left side, looking for a man, and it's dropped in the end zone. Devin Seastrand had his hands on it, but could not haul it in, and they fail on that two-point try. So it remains 14-7 North County with 5:55 to go in the second quarter. We'll step aside for 30 seconds on J98.
Mario's Italian Farmington serves the best Italian food in the area. Pizza, pastas, calzones, strombolis, salads, and sub sandwiches. Huge large portions with the freshest ingredients. Get Mario's full menu online at mariositalia.com. You'll be satisfied with all the choices Mario's has to offer. Dine in or have it delivered or have them cater your next special event. Open 7 days a week, serving lunch and dinner. Mario's Italia, located in the factory at the corner of 1st and A Streets in downtown Farmington.
North County takes a 14-7 lead with 5:55 to go in the first half on their senior night. Andy Humphrey inside the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. Colton Borman ready to boot this kickoff. Raises his hand and lets it go. It's a short one, fielded by Isgriggs at the 50, and looks like they tried to catch Potosi off guard with a little onside kick that time, but Isgriggs ready with the hands, and he's down at the 49 where Potosi will start on their first drive. Let's recap that drive brought to you by Gilster Mary Lee. For North County, they ran five plays, three passes, two runs. It was capped off by a 36-yard touchdown from Borman to Ziegler, and they were unable to get that two-point try. So they lead 14-7 now over Potosi, and the Trojans take the field with good positioning at their own 49. A 19-play drive to score it on their last go at it for Potosi. Don't know if they'll need 19 plays this time. They put it on the turf again. A bobbled snap by Coleman, and Cale Short was the one that fell on the football, lost 3 yards on the play. Again, Borman having trouble. Or Coleman, I should say, having trouble hanging onto the football on the snap. So So unlucky that Short has to lose those 3 yards on his stats. It's now 2nd and 13 from about the 46 of Potosi. Coleman under center in the I formation, takes the snap, hands off to Ethan Brown running up the middle, and it's a couple of yards. So Brown, his second carry, and only gains two. It's now 3rd and 11, not the situation you want to be in if you're Potosi's offense. Coleman might be forced to throw for the first time in this game. See what they have to do on 3rd and a long 10. They set up with just one man split out to the right side. That's Wilson. I formation again. Coleman again. He bobbles the snap and another pile up for it. Looks like Potosi hung on, and luckily for them, Coleman with no gain on the play. And that's the third fumble that they've had. They've been able to fall on every single one of them, but Coleman has had trouble hanging on to the snaps of late, and they have to punt it away on another 3 and out. Ziegler back to return the punt for the Raiders. Zach Haynes, the All-State punter, standing at his own 35. Takes the snap. They come after him again, but he gets it off. And it's a spiral kick that bounces at the 25 and ricochets to the 20 and now rolls even further to the 15-yard line where they're down it. Another good punt from Zach Haynes, 50 yards on that one. And now the Raiders will take over again at their own 15, leading 14-7 with 4:05 to go in the first half. We'll see how they handle this next drive. Want to thank a few more sponsors as well, including Kohl's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus, the UPS Store in Festus, Comtree in Festus, and Twin City Toyota in Herculaneum. Guy comes on the field late for North County. They're ready on first down and 10 now from their own 15. Four wide out set, three to the right, one to the left. They move from left to right on your radio dial. Reed is the tailback with Poorman in the shotgun, takes the snap, rolling right side, looking to throw. Under pressure, gets away from one man and lets it go toward the sideline as he's taken down. It appears there was a man in the area. No flag comes out for grounding. So an incomplete pass, the first incompletion of the game officially for Colton Poorman, now 6 of 7. And now it's 2nd down and 10 from the 15-yard line for the Raiders. They lead 14-7 over Potosi to 4-3 teams trying to pad their standing in their respective district tables. Four wide out set again. Here's Poorman in the shotgun, takes the snap, back to throw, under pressure again, over the middle, completes a Ziegler once more across the 40 and down at about the 42. Man, Cole Ziegler is something else. Caught the touchdown a few moments ago, and now a big completion to get them out of the shadow of their own goalpost. A 27-yard completion from Poorman to Ziegler, and it's a first down for the Raiders. Ziegler with 4 catches and a touchdown so far. Poorman now 7 of 8 as he is in the shotgun again, takes the snap. A quick throw to the sideline this time, complete to Carter Kiekek, shakes a man and gets across the line of scrimmage to the 45, I should say. And only a gain of 3 yards for Carter Kiekek on the catch, his second of the day. North County with 2nd down and about 7. They lead 14-7. Approaching 3 minutes to go in the first half. Poorman back to throw again. Wants it all down the fierce sideline and incomplete. Wanted Noah Misi, but just out of his reach, overthrown. Looked like Misi had his man beat and man coverage, but it's 3rd and 7 for the Raiders at their own 46. So now a 3rd and we'll call it 6 yards here on this play for North County. 5th play of the drive for the Raiders. It's been all passes that they've tried to run now. 3 wide to the right side on 3rd down and 7. Poorman has to throw it backwards to Reed, and he gets walloped at the 45-yard line. What a hit on the play by Zach Haynes.
And Reed actually lost a yard on that completion. It's fourth down and about seven. My goodness, that was a big hit delivered by Zach Haynes. And a key one at that. North County keeps the offense on the field. Fourth down and about eight. Foreman in the gun. Calls for it once, twice, and now looks to the sideline. Clock rolling with 2.5 to go in the first half. North County up 14-7. Foreman will run the play clock all the way down, and they'll call their first timeout of the game. With about 2:22 to go in this second quarter, we'll step aside for 30 seconds on J98.
You love to shop at Patsy's.
Hi, this is Jamie with Patsy's Furniture, inviting you to help us celebrate our 17th anniversary. Refreshments, giveaways, drawings for a free recliner, a free pillow top mattress, and a free sofa. Come on in and check out our store-wide 50% off suggested retail pricing just for this special event. We also have 2 years no-interest financing available.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
North County up 14-7 on Potosi. Looked like they were bluffing when they showed their offense on the field on fourth down before calling that timeout. They'll now send the punt team out there. Colton Poorman back at his own 30 to boot it away. Zach Haynes inside his own 25 to receive it for the Trojans. Ball's at the 45, and now the snap and the kick towards Zach Haynes. He calls fair catch at the 25-yard line. So that's where they'll spot it down. In fact, the 26 will call it. So the drive stalls. Five plays for the Raiders on that last one, and they've gone touchdown, punt. And now the Raiders will try to get a touchdown of their own to match. Or now the Trojans will try to march down the field from their own 26, trailing by 7 points. 2:16 to go in the first half. Let's thank more sponsors, including Jefferson College of Hillsborough, YMCA of Jefferson County, Applebee's of Farmington, Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, and also Home Pools and Spas in Ledington. First down and 10 for the Trojans at their own 26. I formation again. Coleman under center, tosses it outside to Guthrie. Shakes one man across the 25, but then spun down. Nice pursuit on the edge there by the Raiders. Tyler Murphy, the junior, starting at the cornerback position in place of Noah Misi, who we heard was a little bit limited today. But tackles Guthrie for about a yard loss on the play as we're under 2 minutes to go in the first half. And the Trojans come to the line in their I formation once again. The wideout is Wilson to the left. There's the snap. They give it to the fullback, and he powers ahead across the 25 and down at the 26. That's Tristan Murdick. Payson DeClue was the one that took him down, and the Trojans call timeout with 1:34 to go in this first half, and they trail 14-7 to the Raiders. Let's thank a few more sponsors, including Midwest Mineral Area College in Park Hills, Bloomsdale Bank in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City, Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills, Presbyterian Manor in Farmington, and Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy in Deloge, Fredericktown, Ironton, and Farmington. Potosi has run more plays. They had a 19-yard touchdown drive on their second possession of the game, which spanned across the first and second quarters. It was capped off by a 6-yard touchdown run by DeMond Guthrie on a toss. But so far, haven't been able to match the prowess of the North County offense. Already with two touchdowns today. Here's third down and a long one. A toss to Guthrie trying to get the edge. He's being pursued nicely by Keekek, pushed backward, and can only get back to the line of scrimmage. Good job by Keekek as well as Ziegler to force Guthrie out of bounds and get another punt. That also stops the clock with 1:27 to go in the half, and North County will have a chance to drive down the field one last time. So now the Trojans will have to rely on their All-State punter again to flip the field once more. Zach Haynes standing at his own 10. Ziegler at his 40 for North County to return the punt. There is the snap, and Haynes lets it go. A little bit of a low one as it bounces to the 50 and the 45, and then comes back North County's way to the 47. Not as good on that one that we've seen from Zach Haynes so far. And it's now first down and 10 from the for the Raiders at their own 47-yard line, so they don't have to go too far with 1:16 to go in the half and two timeouts. So we'll see what they can conjure up right at the end of the first half, leading 14-7 over Potosi. Four wideouts, Poorman in the gun. He takes a snap, quick throw to the left side. It's dropped by Tyler Murphy. And the Trojans picked it up. They thought it was a backward pass, but instead it's incomplete. A couple of drops, one of them on a two-point conversion try earlier for North County, and then that one there from Murphy. So that now makes it second and 10 with the Raiders at their own 47. Taking the snap, Poorman back at his 40. Lets it go to the near sideline and just to the left of Kekek. Misfired him by a little bit, maybe a cross up on the route running as well. So another incompletion for Poorman. He's 9 of 13 on the day. And that makes it a third and 10 from the North County 47. They lead by 7 with 1:07 to go in this second quarter. Poorman in the gun with Reed joining him in the backfield. Two wideouts to either side on third and 10. Taking the snap. They'll run the option. Poorman running up the middle. Shakes a tackler and across the 40 to the 35 and down at about the 31-yard line. What a fake from Poorman. Then he got away from a key tackler there, and he gained the yardage needed and a little bit more for a 22-yard run and a first down that keeps the drive alive for the Raiders as we approach a minute to go. Poorman in the gun. He takes the snap. A quick throw to the near sideline, completes a Kekek across the 30 and then dragged out of bounds at around the 28-yard line. So that was a good play to just stop the clock and maybe get a few yards there. It's a 3-yard gain from Poorman to Kekek that time. Third catch for Kekek. Second down and about 7 from the 27-yard line. Taking the snap, Poorman on second down. Fakes the throw once. Now he'll run it across the 30, 25. Tripped over a man. That was Gagan. And then he got to about the 23, about a couple yards shy of the first. And now Brian Jones will burn a timeout. That's a second one with 37 seconds to go. Raiders lead 14-7. They're driving and have third and only about 3 yards to go after that 4-yard run by Colton Poorman. What a job by Colton to shake away from that one man near midfield on the option play, and then he had open pasture to run it near his 31-yard line. Coming up after this, the Midwest Sports Center halftime show. Sean Malone will give you an update on the scores going on around the listening area tonight. Big night in week 8 of the high school football season as we look at your Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard. Jackson up 35-0 on Hillsborough in the second quarter. Farmington has a 20-12 lead over Lutheran North. That game also in the first half. And St. Genevieve has a 7-0 lead over DeSoto in the early going. Valley Catholic 26 and Herculaneum nothing in the first half as well. Here's third down and about 3. Poorman in the gun. Four wide out set, two on either side. Reed joining him in the backfield. Jalen Reed. Nope. That's Poorman who throws it toward the near sideline, and it's complete to Kekek for Coldwell Banker Holsey. First down to about the 17. Gains 6 on the play and keeps the drive alive. Stops the clock at 34 seconds. They'll keep it with this same formation. Two wide to either side. Poorman in the gun. Reed to his right, the tailback. On first down and 10 from the 17. Back to take the snap is Poorman. Trying to throw it. He's under pressure, and then he's taken down. They get to him in the backfield, and they have to hurry to the line. They have one timeout. Looks like they'll spike it instead with the clock running. And he actually bobbled it. That's a live ball. He tried to spike it, but it's lost as he fumbled it a little forward toward the 15-yard line. Clock is still rolling with 10 seconds to go. That was a live play. And now the Raiders have to try and spike it again. And they will with 4 seconds to go. The Raiders were actually out of timeouts there. They had burned their last one. And that time, Poorman maybe gained 1 or 2 yards on the play. And now with 4 seconds, this might be the final play of the half. Raiders up 14-7, but trying to add to that lead right before halftime. Three wide to the left side and one to the right. Poorman in the shotgun. Takes a snap and then a timeout called. I think Potosi wanted to talk things over. Noah Flagg is in. And it's a false start. That'll back up the Raiders a little bit more. So the Raiders have kind of fumbled things a little bit. It could have cost them some points on those last couple of mistakes. The one on the botched spike that ended up being a fumble. Luckily, they were able to fall on it. And now they'll set up at the 21-yard line. And it's fourth down. With 4 seconds to go, they want the end zone. And they give it to Reed as he gets across the 20 to the 18-yard line, and they seem content with just running out the rest of the clock. So North County takes a 14-7 lead to halftime on their senior night. The Midwest Sports Center halftime show is next on J98.
There are lots of things to love about the 2018 Toyota RAV4. Just ask the people who bought one, but be prepared to get an earful. They might mention its versatile build and flexible cargo space. They'll probably rave about its available heated front seats, sport-tuned suspension, and all-wheel drive with dynamic torque control. But the one thing they absolutely won't stop talking about comes standard, the RAV4 suite of advanced safety features, which includes a pre-collision system with pedestrian detection and lane departure alert with steering assist. It's a brilliant bit of technology that helps you respond to changing road conditions. It helps keep you safe without sacrificing performance, and it doesn't cost anything extra. You love it already, don't you? Tested, trusted, Toyota. Toyota, let's go places.
Lane departure alert and pre-collision systems are not a substitute for safe and attentive driving practices.
See Twin City Toyota, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice. Think Twin City.
Holsch Tractor and Equipment continues to be the leader of compact tractor sales for St. Francis and surrounding counties. How, you ask? It's simple. By selling the best quality for the best price with the proven best warranty on the market. Hi, it's Hannah with LS, the major brand maker of two other brands. Brands that you already know and love. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, you get that same franchise quality with the best 6-year...
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Welcome to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on Regional Radio. We'll update you on the scores from the teams in our entire listening area and get you the highlights from all of our broadcast action on J98, KJEP, KREI, and MIMOinfo.com.
This is Josh Harris, the owner of Midwest Sports Center in Farmington and a proud sponsor of high school football. Remember, for all of your on-the-road, off-the-road, or on-the-water fun, come and see us, Midwest Sports Center in Farmington.
Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show. Stop by and see Josh and the gang at Midwest Sports Center today on Walker Drive in Farmington. Kawasaki, Suzuki, Polaris, Can-Am, Spyder, and Sea-Doo. Like them on Facebook or shop them online at Midwest Sports Center. On the road, off the road, or in the water, Midwest Sports Center has it all.
It's the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on Regional Radio. Sean Malone back in the studio with you, taking a look at some scores throughout the listening area. Jackson holding a 42-0 lead over Hillsboro at the moment. Valley Catholic also with a 40-0 lead as they play Herculaneum. St. Genevieve and DeSoto at halftime. That score 7-0. That's our Coles Tractor and Equipment Web TV game. But let's start with the exciting game on KREI right now between the Farmington Knights and the Lutheran North Crusaders. Farmington, well, they'll need all the points they can get against a tough Lutheran North team, one of the top teams in Class 2, and they started off the game with a 26-yard field goal from Kale Krause.
Good, the hold is down, and as Kale swings that right leg, it's up and through, and Farmington has the first lead of the game.
That lead would sit at 3-0 in favor of Farmington. However, that lead wouldn't last very long.
Uh-oh, here's Isaiah Azubike, and Isaiah Azubike pounds over a man, hurdles a man, and now nobody's close. He's going the length of the field. One play, 63 yards. And Lutheran North was not even challenged there.
Lutheran North's Isaiah Azubike doing his best Saquon Barkley impersonation right there. Point after try, no good, and the Crusaders would lead the Knights 6-3. The lead for Lutheran North wouldn't hold for long, as Kale Krause would split the uprights to help keep pace.
And for Krause, he's looking for his fifth field goal make of the season. Snap is good, hold is down, and Krause swings the right leg. This one has good. The distance, and he splits it right down the middle. We're tied at 6 apiece. 4 minutes to go in the first quarter.
That one of 36 yards for Krause would tie it up at 6-6. Lutheran North and Isaiah Azubike, however, would score once again.
The handoff is to Azubike. He had one touch and a touchdown last time. He gets to the outside trying to break by Files. He does so. He gets to the 20, the 10, the 5. Azubike with two runs in the ball game, and he's now topped 100 yards rushing. The Crusaders have run two plays, and they have two Isaiah Azubike touchdowns, this time from 47 yards out.
Two touches, two scores for Azubike, giving Lutheran North a 12-6 lead. Farmington knows they can't continue to trade field goals for touchdowns if they want to keep pace with Lutheran North, and they want to keep it up as Royce Harris would show off what he's got.
You've got Harris as the wing back off to the left side. He goes in motion, and it's a quick pitch to him. He cuts back. He's to the 30. Royce Harris turns on the Jets. Say goodbye. Royce Harris in from 32 yards out. And the Knights have tied up Lutheran North 12-12 with 57 seconds left in the first quarter of play. You give Royce Harris an inch, he'll take a mile on you.
Point after from Kale Krause would give the Knights a lead, this time at 13-12. Farmington would get a stop on Azubike and the Lutheran North offense, and after a good return from the special teams of the Knights, setting them up with some good field position, Royce Harris would polish it off with the score.
He gets the pitch, attacks to the left side, uses the speed, gets to the 10, puts his foot in the ground to the 5, dives for the goal line. Did he hit the pylon?
Yes,
sir, he did! And Royce Harris just outran the entire school of Lutheran North and dives in for a 10-yard touchdown.
Kale Krause with another point after try to extend the Knights' lead to 20-12. Lutheran North, however, they would find the end zone once again, this time as Jordan Smith would connect with Itavian Brown for 6 more.
The snap is back to Smith. He's rolling to his left side under pressure, launches it for the end zone, and going up to grab it, a tremendous catch and a touchdown, Itavian Brown. 6'5", 215 pounds, and he just has that height and leaping ability. A 26-yard touchdown path, Smith to Brown.
A two-point conversion would knot this game back up at 20-all. It's the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on Regional Radio. We'll take a break and continue with more on the backside of this break.
Coles Tractor and Equipment continues to be the leader of compact tractor sales for St. Francis and surrounding counties. How, you ask? It's simple. By selling the best quality for the best price with the proven best warranty on the market. Hi, it's Hannah with LS, the major brand maker of two other brands. Brands that you already know and love. At Coles Tractor and Equipment, you get that same franchise quality with the best 6-year parts and labor warranty and more standard features than I can name in this 60-second ad. This month, get the 35-horsepower 4-wheel drive diesel tractor with loader and skid steer front bucket for only $16,999. That's right, get the 35-horsepower compact diesel tractor with loader for only $16,999. Give us a call today, 573-756-4353, or stop by Coles Tractor and Equipment, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Coles Tractor and Equipment, don't just follow the herd, lead the herd.
Make your backyard a paradise for your whole family. You can do it with a swimming pool. Hi, I'm Angie DeClue with Home Pools and Spas. We can make your vacation destination right outside your back door. Above ground or in ground, you have a choice of selections. Install now for years of great times.
Everybody's going home, pool and spa.
To see pools and pricing, go to our website, homepoolsandspas.net. Again, I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas, inviting you to stop by. We're located just south of the Ludington exit.
Every branch, every leaf, and every bud forms the ComTree Comprehensive Health Center family tree.
Our doctors, nurses, dentists, therapists, staff, volunteers, patients, and clients form our tree.
We may look different and each life journey is distinct, but all of us are connected, a family.
Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org.
Welcome to our family tree.
For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ludington, and online at Fliggs.com. For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ludington, and online at Fliggs.com.
It's the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on Regional Radio. Sean Malone back in the studio with you as we take a look at some scores throughout the listening area right now. Farmington and Lutheran North playing to a 20-20 tie. At the moment, that game we just broke it down for you is quite an exciting one. Let's take a look at the Coles Tractor and Equipment Web TV game. A battle between the Dragons. It'd be a defensive stalemate for the majority of the first half, and it would be the Dragons of St. Genevieve that would melt the ice just before the break.
Dunsey and Brown in the backfield. Dunsey takes the snap, hands off Brown. Brown goes left guard. Brown lunging for the end zone, and he's in! A touchdown! Darian Brown, the sophomore, gets in the end zone just as he did twice a week ago.
And an extra point would put the St. Genevieve Dragons on top of the DeSoto Dragons. 7-0, that score at halftime right now. It's the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show. Some other scores throughout the listening area. Windsor leads Cuba 20-16, that game in the second quarter. St. Francis Borgia, our KGF game, leading Festus 36-7 in the second quarter. At halftime, Fox with a 14-0 lead over Seckman. And also right now we have Jackson on top of Northwest on top of Hillsboro by a score of 49-0 at halftime, and Central and Dexter playing to a 7-7 halftime score at the moment. Back after this on the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on Regional Radio.
If you have water or fire damage in your home or business, call Bryant Restoration at 986-3260. Hi, I'm Reggie Aubuchon, owner of Bryant Restoration. At Bryant Restoration, we strive to provide an efficient, transparent experience to help take the stress out of your situation. Bryant Restoration is IICRC certified, and we work with all insurance companies. Locally owned and operated, we have locations in St. Francis County and Poplar Bluff, covering all of Southeast Missouri. We'd like to wish all local high school athletes good luck this season. Bryant Restoration, online at BryantRestorationCo.com.
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment, or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive. Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve. serving you and yours since 2002.
Hi, this is Julie Berghaus with Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy, and I would love to invite you to stop in our store at 806 Valley Creek Drive, next door to Dollar General, and check out what sets us apart. Friendly and helpful staff, free delivery Monday through Friday to your work or home, convenient drive-through window, competitive prices, and top quality services make us the perfect choice for you and your family. Don't wait in line any longer. Let us welcome you as a member of our pharmacy family today. Give us a call at 747-1191 or check us out online at parklandrx.com.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 10-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker today at 800-851-5371. Where can you go to have your land loan, construction loan, and permanent financing done all in one place? Bloomsdale Bank does it all. If you can dream it, you can build it with the right financing. Call and speak with one of their expert loan officers about a construction loan today. They service all loans locally. They'll help you make it happen. Visit their website or visit any of their five locations in Herculaneum, Crystal City, Bloomsdale, or St. Genevieve. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on Regional Radio. Sean Malone back in the studio with you, taking a look at some more scores throughout the listening area right now. Windsor leads Cuba 20-16. Fredericktown over Donovan at halftime, 35-0 in favor of the Fredericktown Black Cats. And also St. Francis Borgia leads Vestas 36-7, with North County holding a 14-7 lead over Potosi at halftime. Let's break down that game for you. That's our J98 game. The Raiders, they'd strike first on Jalen Reed's 12th rushing touchdown of the season.
High formation. Borman now dips under center with a wideout on either side. Gives to Reed up the left side, and he's just near the goal line. Touchdown. Jalen Reed punches it in from 4 yards out.
After a successful two-point conversion put North County on top 8-0, the Trojans would find pay dirt for their first time with 7 minutes left in the second quarter.
Now they pitch it on second down and 6 to Guthrie. Gets away from one man across the five and into the end zone. Damon Guthrie runs it in on the toss, and Potosi now trailing 8-6.
Extra point would bring the score to 8-7 with North County still on top. The Raiders would add to their lead on the ensuing possession, scoring this time from distance.
He'll fake the handoff to Reed, and he's back to throw. He's pressured, lets it go over the middle. It's caught by Ziegler. Touchdown! North County takes the top off the defense that time. Cole Ziegler brings it in, 41 yards, and North County extends their lead to 14-7.
Two-point conversion no good this time around, keeping the score at 14-7, and that would stay all the way to the break where we're at right now. It's the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on Regional Radio. Sean Malone back in the studio with you. We'll continue with more after this.
With Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate, every detail matters in the home selling process.
Make the first move. Besides curb appeal and painting your front door, it's time to declutter your home from closets to kitchen cabinets. For more ideas to help sell your home in today's market, text me, Wanda Saharsky with Coldwell Banker Halsey Real Estate, 573-631-9494.
Contact Coldwell Banker Halsey Real Estate at coldwellbankerhalsey.com and follow us on Facebook.
Mario's Italian Farmington serves the best Italian food in the area. Pizza, pastas, calzones, strombolis, salads, and sub sandwiches. Huge, large portions with the freshest ingredients. Get Mario's full menu online at mariositalia.com. You'll be satisfied with all the choices Mario's has to offer. Dine in or have it delivered or have them cater your next special event. Open 7 days a week, serving lunch and dinner. Mario's Italia, located in the factory at the corner of 1st and A Streets in downtown Farmington.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Lucas Smith Chrysler.
When it's all said and done, what really matters?
For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Hey, it's the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on Regional Radio. Sean Malone back in the studio with you as we take a look at the KGF game right now between St. Francis Borgia and the Festus Tigers. Just a few seconds ticked off the clock before the Borgia Knights would get their first score of the game.
The Borgia Knights are going to line up in a pistol set offset with their tailback, Louis Ekelkamp, in the backfield. They fake the handoff and go down the far sideline where the catch is made. And down the sideline, inside the 20, inside the 10. And crossing the goal line for the score is Cole Meyer.
Extra point good, giving Borgia a 7-0 lead over Festus. On the next drive, Festus marched down the field but was not able to answer the Borgia touchdown and turn the ball over on downs. But on the first play, the football gods gave Borgia's gift right back to Festus on a fumble, and they made Borgia pay.
Here's a double handoff, running through a tackle left side of the line, and scoring is Austin Anderson. Assist there to Jaden Rystrom, and the Tigers are within one on the 16-yard touchdown scamper.
The extra point tied the game at 7. All the next drive for Borgia. It took 6 plays and a 67-yard drive to get it into the end zone off of running back Louis Ekelkamp.
Shotgun formation again, tailback to the right and one behind the quarterback Hegeman. A late pitch off the fake handoff near sideline. Ekelkamp will break an ankle tackle as he crosses the goal line for another 6. And so the Borgia Knights travel 67 yards downfield, and on their 6th play of the drive, they get a 14-yard run.
And that would give it 14-0 in favor of Borgia over Festus still in the first quarter. The football fumble god was at it again as Festus fumbled the ball back to Borgia, and the Knights would cash in on another touchdown.
It's a first down and goal from the 5-yard line. The wideout on the near side is Nick Dyson. One receiver on the far side as well. Split back set with the quarterback Hegeman in shotgun formation. Takes the snap, waist high, hands it off. Ekelkamp straight up the middle. Secures the football even more as he makes impact with the Tigers at the goal line. And he's into the end zone for a 5-yard score. Ekelkamp, his 18th touchdown of the season.
That would take us now to the second quarter with the score at 21-7 in favor of Borgia. Early on, St. Francis Borgia, they went to the air, but it was picked off by the Festus Tigers. Festus, however, couldn't take advantage of the interception. In fact, a botch snapped on the punt, turned the ball over back to the Borgia Knights with short field position to turn around for a score.
Second down and 6 on the 18-yard line. The Knights trying to extend their 2-touchdown lead. Hegeman rolling left. No pressure, really. Now the Tigers' defense comes. He finds a wide out right along the Knights' sideline, and that catch is made. Tippy-toeing his way into the end zone is number 34, and that's Tyler Steiferman. And that works as an 18-yard catch and run, although Steiferman only had to go about 2 yards on the play there.
Two-point conversion good for St. Francis Borgia. The score now sits 29-7 in the second quarter. Festus botched another punt in their next drive, which gave Borgia good field position once again, and St. Francis Borgia took advantage.
Number 36 for Festus, Mazowski, able to hustle to the sideline in time before the snap. Here's a quick throw into the flat. Catch is made by Cole Meyer, and he'll charge his way forward inside the 15 to the 10, 5, and scores.
PAT good. That would take us to the halftime score of 36-7. St. Francis Borgia on top of Festus. It's the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on Regional Radio on J98. We've got second half action coming up after this.
Hi, neighbor. Hey, I noticed the new landscaping around your yard. Looks nice.
Hey, thanks. We're doing some home improvements, and we did it all with Potosi Lumber.
Really?
We replaced cabinets, added new carpets, put in storm doors, customized replacement windows, and more.
It's time for home improvements. See Potosi Lumber, Highway 21 in Potosi.
Looking like we'll have an exciting second half in store in Bon Terre as the North County Raiders hold a 14-7 lead over the Potosi Trojans with 24 minutes to go. Andy Humphrey inside the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. We'll take a look at some of the first half numbers brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank, connected to their customers since 1914 in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. Potosi only 77 yards of offense, and it was all on the ground. Their leading yard getter is Damon Guthrie with 36 yards on 10 carries. He does have a 6-yard touchdown. Right behind him, the fullback, the sophomore Braden Isgriggs, with 34 yards on 7 carries. Then not much after that. Tristan Murdick, 4 carries, 6 yards. Kyle Miller, 2 carries, 4 yards. Ethan Brown, 2 carries, 3 yards. Coleman and Short have both lost 3 yards on a carry apiece. For North County, a bit more of a balanced attack, 218 yards of total offense. Colton Poorman, 11 of 15, throwing the football for 128 yards and a touchdown. He connected with Cole Ziegler on a 36-yard pass play. Ziegler has 4 catches, 82 yards. Carter Kekak, 4 catches, 21 yards. Noah Misi, 2 catches, 30 yards for him, the senior. And Jalen Reed has a catch for a loss of a yard. 70 yards on the ground for North County so far. Jalen Reed, 6 carries, 28 yards, and a touchdown. But their leading rusher is Colton Poorman with 9 carries and 36 yards so far in this contest. North County got the football first in the first half, so the Trojans will receive it in the second half to start things out. North County scored on a couple of drives. They made 1 2-point conversion. They missed another. Potosi scored their touchdown on a 19-play drive. Yes, I said that right, 19 plays. They were all runs. And they were able to cut the score to just 8-7, but then North County responded with a touchdown of their own. They lead it 14-7 as we're ready to start the second half on senior night in Bon Terre. A chilly night. We had about 46 degrees as our start time temperature, and now it's cooled off just one more degree to 45. Was raining for a good 3 or 4 hours before the start of the game, but no rain in sight so far. Colton Poorman will kick it off. It's a line drive and goes out of bounds. That pulls out the penalty flag, and they'll put the ball down with good field position for the Trojans. Looks like they'll put it at the 35-yard line. Potosi ran quite a few plays in that first half. Again, I mentioned a 19-play drive, but 28 for the game so far as they try to get a rhythm in this second half, down by 7 points. Again, their offense has been exclusively a running attack tonight. Colton Poorman has not even attempted a pass yet. He lines up in the I formation on first down and 10 from the 35. Takes the snap and hands off to the fullback. This is Isgriggs, who had a good first half, and powers ahead for 3 yards to the 38-yard line. So 3 yards for Isgriggs, and it's second and 7. Let's thank a few more sponsors, including Gilster Mary Lee of Perryville, Serenity Hospice Care, and Potosi Lumber. Second and 7. I formation again for the Trojans. Coleman under center. Takes the snap and gives to Isgriggs, the fullback, again, and doesn't have a lot of running room, but he wiggles his way across the 40 to about the 41. Another 3-yard pickup for Isgriggs, and that makes it 3rd and 4. Isgriggs now with 9 carries and 40 yards. Need to get to the 45. They're at the 41. Potosi on 3rd down with 11 minutes to go. Just underway in this second half. Potosi down 7. One wide out, split to the left side. That's Austin Wilson. Coleman under center. He hands to Isgriggs again. Sidesteps one man and broke another tackle and lunges ahead across the 45-yard line, falling forward to the 46. Good enough for a Coldwell Banker Holsey first down. Coldwell Banker Holsey, they move this town. Online at coldwellbankerholsey.com. 5-yard pickup that time for Isgriggs. He's been a real force on 3rd down and 4th down conversions for Potosi. He converted 3 straight 4th downs on that 19-play drive that they had in the first half. First and 10, I formation for Potosi at the 46. Another dropped snap, and now it's behind Coleman, and I think the Raiders have it this time. This happened three on separate occasions in the first half, and now the Raiders finally recover one of these fumbles. Eventually, it was going to happen if it kept continuing for Potosi. Andrew Coleman loses the football on the snap for the fourth time today. He fell on the prior three, but this time the Raiders turn it over and will take over at the Potosi 43-yard line. So now the Raiders set up with Poorman under center. He hands to Jalen Reed, trying to get the edge, breaks a tackle at the 40 and lunges forward to the 35. For an 8-yard gain for Jalen Reed. Carry number 7 for Reed. He has 7 carries and 36 yards. And now the Raiders will have second down and short. A quick throw over the middle to Ziegler, complete across the 25-20. Far sideline 15 and then spun out of bounds. Just inside that 15-yard line by Tristan Murdick. And a good pickup that time as the Raiders get into the red zone. Ball is at the 15-yard line on the left hash, first down and 10. Another completion to Ziegler. And that one for about 15 yards. Jalen Reed gets the carry this time on first down, and he powers ahead across the 10 to the 7-yard line. And so now, after that 20-yard completion, it's an 8-yard run for Reed. Second down and 2 from the 7. Poorman hands to Reed again. This time he's gobbled up. And I think it was only one man that needed to bring him down, and that was Jed Weir, the big lineman, the junior, 6'4", 325 pounds. And this time Reed only gets back to the line of scrimmage for no gain. So now it's 3rd and 2. They'll spread things out with 4 wideouts, a correction, 5, and Poorman alone in the gun. On 3rd and 2 from the 7, takes the snap, back to pass, lets it go, near sideline, complete to Ziegler, trying to get away from this one tackler. He does have the first down, but he's out of bounds inside the 5. And he's out of bounds at the 3-yard line. So move the chains, and that'll make it first and goal. Had a 4-yard completion from Poorman to Ziegler. They've connected 6 times now. Now the Raiders trying to take a 2-touchdown lead. They quickly get to the line with a big formation. They hand it to Reed. Has blockers out in front. Right side. He's over the goal line and in. Touchdown North County. Jalen Reed, his 2nd touchdown of the night. Raiders take a 20-7 lead in this third quarter, 8:39 to play. So now they'll go for 2 once more. They spread things out with Poorman in the shotgun, motions a man, and hands it to him. It's Carter Kekek running far sideline, and he gets the edge and across the goal line for the 2. His 2nd 2-point conversion of the night. And it's now 22-7 North County with 8:39 to play in the third quarter. We'll step aside for 30 seconds on J98.
You love to shop at Patsy's.
Hi, this is Chris from Patsy's Furniture. We have enjoyed meeting you and want you to help celebrate our 17th anniversary with us. Enjoy food, friendship, sign up for some giveaways. We have 2 years no interest and 90 days same as cash financing available. Just our way of saying thank you for being great customers and friends.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Raiders force a fumble by Potosi. They take the ball 43 yards down the field and score it to take a 22-7 lead with 8:39 to play in the third quarter. They'll kick it off from left to right. Colton Poorman raising his hand for the kickoff. And he boots it. Another short one. Takes a wicked bounce, fielded at the 40 by Kyle Miller. Skips away from a couple men and almost got to the 45-yard line down at the 44 where they'll start their next drive, Potosi. Take a look at the drive recap brought to you by Gilster Mary Lee, hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates with benefits and bonus pay. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. Six-play drive capped off by a Jalen Reed touchdown from 3 yards out. They were good on the two-point conversion, and they're able to capitalize on that Potosi lost fumble a few plays earlier. So now Potosi with the football at their own 44. Good field position to start things out so far in the second half, but just not a lot of offense from the Trojans tonight. They have a big set as they hand it off to the fullback, Kale Short, on first down, and he gets pushed backward. Forward progress takes him back to the line of scrimmage, but a bevy of Raider tacklers were there to meet him at the line, and Short is tackled for no gain. Payson DeClue and Jalen Reed were there to wrap up Kale Short. It's second and 10 from the 44 for the Trojans with just over 8 minutes to go in this third quarter. Raiders up 22-7 on Potosi, both teams at 4-3. Potosi trying to beat North County for the first time since 2014. I formation, they toss it outside. This is a new quarterback in. This is Blake Missy, and he tosses outside to Guthrie, who gets gobbled up in the backfield behind the 40-yard line. They'll spot him down at around the 37. Jalen Reed, another tackle for a loss. And the Trojans are backed up 6 yards. And Guthrie unable to get the edge that time. He loses 6, and it's now 3rd and 16. I believe this is still Blake Missy in there, the freshman, instead of Andrew Coleman. He's there to hand it off to Guthrie, running to the edge and gets a block across the 40, 45 midfield and out of bounds, very close to the first down marker. We'll see where they spot him down. He may have gotten it all back. A couple of Raider defenders ran into each other and both fell down. That allowed Guthrie to get all that space. He appears to be just a few inches short, but they're signaling first down. They haven't moved the chains yet, and the officials may have to look at this. It's right in my sight line, and it appears to be short, so it is. Fourth down after the 16-yard run by Guthrie. And now fourth down and short. They hand it off to the fullback, Isgriggs. Why not? He powers ahead, has the first down to the 41-yard line, gains 5, and that's his fourth down conversion of the night. So the Trojans, who appeared to be backed up all the way and about to punt it away, instead have a first down in North County territory at the 41. Blake Missy, again, the freshman, is the quarterback. Missy, 5'5", 130 pounds, taking over for the sophomore, Andrew Coleman. He hands off on first down. Isgriggs, the fullback, to the 40, and not much after that. Only 1 yard on the pickup. His 12th carry. He's been a workhorse tonight. Second and 9 from the North County 40 as Potosi down 22-7 with 6.5 to go in the third quarter. Sets things up in the I formation again. Missy the quarterback. Out wide to the left is Shadrick. I formation, Guthrie the tailback. They hand it to Guthrie. He powers ahead and a flag comes in. Only about a yard gain for Guthrie, but we'll see what this flag is about. And it's a holding on the Trojans, which will back them up 10 yards. So again, the Trojans moving backwards. We'll see if they can regroup from this loss. And that'll back them up from the original line of scrimmage, in fact, and back into their own half of the field. Spotted down to the 48. They have to get to the North County 31. So that's second and 21. 6:10 to go, third quarter. Potosi with a second and 21, down 22-7. Missy takes the snap, hands off to Isgriggs, right up the gut, is stopped short at midfield after gaining 2. So they did get a couple there, but still have a lot of work to go for this first down. 19 yards left as they have to get to the 31. 22-7, North County with the lead, under six to play in the third quarter. Trojans huddle up. Blake Missy, the freshman, takes his team to the line now in the I formation. Haynes to the near side left. Guthrie the tailback in the eye. A toss play to the outside on third down. Guthrie wrapped up in the backfield and thrown back for no gain. Devin Seastrand was there first for the Raiders, and the Trojans' drive stalls now, and they'll have to punt it away. I went about eight plays, and now they'll have to punt it with Zach Haynes, who's had three punts so far today, a couple good ones, and one of them that he probably wants back. He's at his own 35. Cole Ziegler for the Raiders has his own 15. Haynes lets it go, a spiral that bounces inside the 20 to the 15 and downed there right at the 15-yard line. They'll spot it on the left hash mark, and that's where North County will set things up. With 4:43 to go in this third quarter, they lead by 15 points over Potosi. Let's thank a few more sponsors, including Bryant Restoration in Farmington and Poplar Bluff, Little Caesars in Herculaneum, as well as Mario's Italia in Farmington, always serving us up a great pregame meal every football Friday. Community in-home service in St. Genevieve, and also Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate in Farmington. Raiders with first down and 10 from their own 15. Borman in the gun with a four wide out set, takes the snap, fakes the handoff. He's back to throw, good protection. Wants it all down the field, has no Amisi. It's complete across the 50. And down at the 47-yard line. Colton Borman hooks up with his receiver, Noah Misi, who was a little hobbled this week, was day-to-day, a game-time decision, but he's in there now, and he gains 38 yards on the completion at a Coldwell Banker Holsey first down. So now Borman sets things up. He'll go under center this time with Reed in the backfield with him, three wide to the left. Borman takes the snap, hands to Reed over the right guard across the 45. Booms into one man and gets tackled at around the 42. Gaining 5 yards that time was Jalen Reed. Reed has also carried the ball quite a bit, 11 times now, has two touchdowns on the day. Reed sets up under center with three wide to the left, fakes the handoff this time, now rolling left side, wanting to throw it, has some room. Now he's under pressure and lets it go over the middle of the field toward the far sideline and incomplete. Almost a spectacular catch by Carter Kekek to try and save that, but Borman, who was under duress, had to let it go and gets rid of it to see third and five upcoming. Now time is called, and it's an official's timeout. Looks like they're telling Payson DeClue to maybe get something off his arm, or maybe he's bleeding a little bit. So Payson DeClue's having to go to the sideline for the Raiders. They lead it 22-7 with 3:47 to go in the third quarter. They have third down and five from the 42 upcoming, and now it looks like the Raiders will have to burn a timeout because of this, so that's their first of the second half, and we'll take it with them for 30 seconds on J98.
The Potosi R3 School District is committed to excellence. Now, they're proud of their students and their athletes because these young people work hard and show a ton of dedication. The Potosi R3 students and athletes are committed to excelling to high levels of achievement. Attitude and perseverance play a big part in their success. The Potosi R3 School District sincerely hopes this school year is a wonderful and memorable stepping stone in their life's journey.
Raiders driving down the field. They're on the Potosi 42 with a third down and five upcoming. They lead at 22-7 with 3:47 to go in this third quarter. Payson DeClue now back on the field. And Brian Jones wanted to call the timeout, see if he could get DeClue back on the field, but now they're saying that he has to go back to the sideline and they have to get somebody else out there. I thought that was why Brian Jones wanted to take the timeout, just so he could get his big senior offensive lineman back on the field after having to come onto the sideline for a moment. But they'll send out a sub, and instead it's Murphy Gordon who takes the left guard position. So here's third and five. Poorman in the shotgun with three wide to the left and one to the right. Reed joining him. He hands it to Reed, running straight up the gut and gets met early by a couple of tacklers there. I believe Zach Haynes was in on the stop for the Trojans as well as Caleb Evans. And a minimal gain for Reed, only about a yard picked up that time on his 12th carry of the night. Fourth down and four from the 41, and the Raiders keep the offense on the field. Four wide out set, Poorman in the gun with Reed to his left. Calls for it once, and now he'll relax and look to the sideline again and give the call to his offensive line. Approaching 3 minutes to play in the third quarter. He calls for the snap and takes the snap. Rolling left side. Has time to throw down the middle, incomplete. Wanted Cole Ziegler over the middle, but misfired him to the left, and that's a turnover on downs. So the drive stalls for the Trojans, or the Raiders, I should say, and they'll have to give it up to the Trojans this time. Trojans, so far in this second half, have had their issues offensively. Four plays and a fumble, then eight plays and a punt. Trailing 22-7 to North County with 3:02 to go in the third quarter. They've also made a change at quarterback. And looking to see if that's still Blake Meese, the freshman, in there, and I believe it is. He'll hand it to DeMond Guthrie, the tailback, on first down, running straight downhill and bumps into some guys and gains 2 yards. Guthrie, his 14th carry. Payson DeClue made the stop for the Raiders. It's second and eight upcoming for the Trojans. 2:40 to play in the third. Trojans trailing by 15. They split out Seth Shadrick to the right side. I formation again, and Missy under center. Short is the fullback. They'll give to the tailback, though, and he has nowhere to go. He gets stopped at the line of scrimmage. That was either Brown or Miller. I'm waiting to see what the second digit on his jersey was as they pick everybody up. That was Miller who got stopped for no gain for the Trojans. It's third and eight upcoming. So a couple of runs there for the Trojans, and only gained a couple of yards, starting the drive from their own 41. Now have third and eight from the 43. I formation again, one wide out split to the left. Missy takes the snap, tosses, DeMond Guthrie. No, this is Miller, who wants the edge toward the far sideline across the 45, near midfield, but is short of the line to gain. Believe they'll mark him down at the 47-yard line. Wanted to get that last sliver of space on that far sideline, but couldn't get it. And the drive stalls again. Another three and out for the Trojans, and Zach Haynes will be back in punt formation. Cole Ziegler back to receive the punt for the Raiders. About to be Haynes' fifth punt of the night. He takes it and lets it go, and it's a good one. Ziegler backing up. It bounces at the five and then settles inside the five. Shadrick, the one that downs it at the four-yard line. And that's the power of Zach Haynes as he pins the Raiders deep on a 50-yard punt. And the Raiders will start their next drive from their own four. We're back in 30 seconds on J98.
Have you ever been to dinner with a friend and realized you don't have cash to split the check? Or do you need to pay the soccer coach for that new uniform? Hi, Paul Hale from New Era Bank, and our new app has just what you need. Our app features person-to-person payments. This allows you to pay from your cell phone directly to someone else's. They receive a text from you and get the money real-time, even if you don't bank with us. Check out our website at www.newerabank.com for more information or call one of our locations. Member FDIC.
So the Raiders up 22-7. As we approach the end of the third quarter, they're pinned back inside their own five. On first down, they run it with Jalen Reed. He picks up 5 yards to give them a little more breathing room to bring up second and five. Approaching a minute to play in this third quarter, Raiders up by 15. They come out from the huddle quickly to the line. Portman under center, takes the snap, gives to Reed, running over the right guard across the 10 and then dragged down at the 13-yard line, about a yard short. So Reed trying to get it all back himself with 45 seconds left in the third. He's been all over the field tonight making plays on defense, some key tackles for loss, and also a couple of touchdowns inside the 5-yard line. Now Portman will spread things out. He's under center, but with four wideouts, he takes a snap and runs it right up the middle and got that Trojan front four off guard again. Gets to the 16-yard line on a gain of three and another Coldwell Banker Holsey first down. Colton Portman's a tough guy to bring down. He runs it a lot. Came in with 118 carries on the season, has 10 tonight, 10 rushing touchdowns. And the big man is a hard man to drag down. Looks like the Raiders will let the rest of the third quarter clock run all the way down with a 22-7 lead over the Potosi Trojans. 12 more minutes to go on the Raiders senior night, and we're back in 60 seconds on J98.
Hi, neighbor. Hey, I noticed the new landscaping around your yard. Looks nice.
Hey, thanks. We're doing some home improvements, and we did it all with Potosi Lumber.
Really?
We replaced cabinets, added new carpets, put in storm doors, customized replacement windows, and more.
It's time for home improvements. See Potosi Lumber, Highway 21 in Potosi.
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive. Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve, serving you and yours since 2002.
North County holding on to a 22-7 lead on their senior night as we get ready to begin the fourth quarter inside the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. I'm Andy Humphrey as Colton Portman, the quarterback for North County, takes the snap on first down from the 16, wants to throw it down the field to Noah Misi. He brings it in across the 40-yard line to the 43, and another long completion from Portman to Misi. And from the 16, they get to the 43 on a gain of 17 yards. 27, should say. They connected for 38 yards on the last drive. Now taking the snap, Portman. He gives up the middle to Jalen Reed, and he gets away from a couple tacklers across the line of scrimmage to the 45, and now the 46-yard line. Picks up 3 yards, now 65 on the night for Reed on 15 carries. North County with a four wide out set on 2nd and 7. They lead by 15 into this fourth quarter, just underway in it. As Portman's under center, he fakes the handoff to Reed, looking to throw, and to the left side, wants it to Tyler Murphy. It's tipped and almost picked. Seth Shadrick back there in coverage for the Trojans. And it's 3rd down and 7 now for the Raiders. Only the 6th incompletion of the night for Colton Portman. He has been pretty accurate so far, 15 of 21. Now faces a 3rd and 7 at his own 46. Clock stopped at 11 minutes, 11 seconds in this fourth quarter. Raiders up 15 points on Potosi. Shotgun formation for Portman. He takes the snap and wants to run it himself. Has the edge on the right side. Across the 45 to the 47-yard line. And a gain of a couple of yards to the 48, in fact. But about 5 yards shy of the first. That will bring out the punt unit for the Raiders. With a 15-point lead, they'll send Portman back a few more steps as he'll punt this one away to Zach Haynes for Potosi, setting up inside his 20. Raiders looking to hang on to their two-touchdown lead. They'll give it back to the Trojans with 10.5 minutes to go. Poorman takes the snap, and it's a line drive punt angling to the far sideline. Actually stays in bounds for a few more yards and got it inside the 15-yard line. They'll spot it down at the 14, but a nice bouncing punt there. Looked to be going out of bounds much earlier than it did. And Colton Poorman pins the Trojans deep inside their own 15. They'll set up first and 10 from the 14. Potosi unable to get a rhythm in this second half. They've had a couple of punts and they've lost it on a fumble. Blake Missy, the freshman quarterback, gives it up the middle on first down to the fullback, and that's Braden Isgriggs. And about a medium gain that time to about the 18, picked up four, did Braden Isgriggs, the sophomore. 14 carries for him as well as 14 carries for Damon Guthrie, the tailback tonight. Missy under center again with a wide out split to the right side. Missy gives to the fullback again. This time he's stuffed at the line of scrimmage. Maybe got 1 yard that time. And Isgriggs with a pickup of one to bring up third and five. We're at 9.5 minutes left in the game. Raiders up 22-7 on the Trojans, who have it inside their own 20. Trojans huddle up and now bring the I formation back. Shadrick split out wide to the right. Damon Guthrie, the tailback in the eye. Missy under center. The toss to the left side to Guthrie, but the play is stopped and a flag comes in. This will back up the Trojans 5 yards on the false start. So make it third and 10, bringing it back to the original line of scrimmage at the 14. Trojans just have not gotten the rhythm. And when they have busted out a big run or had a few good positive plays, it seems that there's either a fumble that sets them back or a penalty tonight. As the quarterback, Blake Missy, comes back to get the call to his huddle. Now third and 10 from the 14. Missy under center. He'll be back to throw. Wants to get Zach Haynes down the far sideline, and it's tipped. And incomplete. Cole Ziegler was step for step with Zach Haynes, and Ziegler knocked it away. The first time that Potosi has thrown all night, and they're incomplete to bring up fourth down and 10. And once again, they'll have to bring out the punt unit this time on another three and out. 8:38 to play in this fourth quarter. Potosi down 22-7. To North County, who's about to get the football back and probably with good field position as well. Zach Haynes trying to change that, averaging 45 yards a punt coming into this contest. He takes the snap. They come after him again, and another good punt from Haynes as it gets across midfield and then out of bounds. Right near that 50-yard line. They'll spot it down at the 49 of North County. So the Raiders once again will take over after the second straight three and out from the Trojans. Raiders have gone more to the ground game in this second half. Leading rusher is Jalen Reed, 15 carries, 65 yards, two scores. Colton Poorman also has 11 carries of his own for 41 yards. And now the Raiders huddle up with 8:30 to go in this game. They'll set up an I formation with two wideouts, one on either side. Poorman takes the snap and gives to the fullback up the middle and powers ahead across midfield to the 46-yard line, or 46-and-a-half we'll call it. I believe that was Jalen Reed in the fullback position. 5-yard pickup for Jalen Reed. He now has 70 yards on the night on 16 carries. Ziegler wide to the left, and Tyler Murphy ride to the right for North County on second and five from the Potosi 46. Poorman takes the snap, a toss play. Here's Carter Kekek, has a block, now has the edge on the near sideline, 40, and then tackled out of bounds. Or actually, they tackled him just inbounds, but it is good enough for a Coldwell Banker Holsey first down to the 39. Gain of seven for Kekek. Carter Kekek, a couple of carries for 11 yards. He's also caught it four times for 21 yards. Raiders trying to slow things down as we approach 7.5 to play. They lead 22-7, trying to improve to 5-3 on the year. Poorman comes up to the line and will set up under center in the eye. Takes the snap. They'll hand to Kekek again, and this time he gets met early. Good pursuit in the backfield. That was the linebacker, Dalton Courtney, making the stop and dragged down Kekek for no gain. North County's offense averaging more points than this per game, about 39 a game on the season, only 22 tonight, but they've held their ground defensively against the Trojans to have a 15-point lead. Poorman under center on second and 10. He gives it to Kekek once more, running left side this time across the 30, and then galloped at the 32-yard line. A third and three upcoming after a gain of seven for Kekek. Raiders now run the clock under 6.5 minutes to go. They lead by 15 over Potosi, driving in their own territory. Third down and about four from the 33. Poorman under center. Now he takes it, gives to the fullback Reed, bounces off a tackler, gets to the 30-yard line, needs one more yard for the first and can't get it as he's tackled just short of the 30-yard line, in fact, after gaining three. Pretty short fourth down conversion here if you're North County, if you want to try and go for this, and I believe they will. With under six to play in this fourth quarter, they're leading by 15. Don't have too much to lose in this situation. Ball just spotted at the 30. They bunch everybody in. Poorman under center. Hasn't taken the snap just yet. Now he does. Gives to Reed straight up the gut, and Reed pushes his way forward, has the first down. And they'll spot him down at about the 27-yard line. Jalen Reed once again. He'll get you at least three or four every time, so if you have fourth and one, it's an easy decision. There's a 3-yard gain for Reed, and the drive continues for North County as we approach 5 minutes to play in this fourth quarter. North County up 22-7 on Potosi. Poorman comes up to the line in the I formation. Reed the tailback. And now Poorman wants to throw it. Has a man down the near sideline. That's Ziegler just off his hands. Incomplete. Could not bring it down. He already has one long touchdown today, but could not haul in a second with 5:04 to go in the fourth quarter. And it'll be second and 10 from the 27. Pretty good throw from Poorman as well. He led Ziegler toward that pylon on the near side. Instead, it's second and 10, though, from the 27 of Potosi. 5:04 to go in this ball game. Poorman takes the snap and tosses to Kekek. Gets away from one tackler across the 30. 25, a flag comes in from the back judge. He threw that flag about 35 yards. My goodness. 23-yard line is where Kekek is spotted down for the moment. We'll see what the infraction is, and it's on North County. Looks like a block in the back that'll take him back about 10 yards. My, oh, my, that was a great throw from that back judge. He was standing at about the 5, and the flag landed at the 35. Man's got a cannon. So the ball is down at the 41.5-yard line. That was actually a 15-yard penalty, so Raiders have about 24 yards to go to get this first. Colton Poorman awaiting the call from the sideline. They have a five wide out set. Jalen Reed's one of them. He split out to the right side in a bunch formation. Poorman alone in the gun, taking the snap. He'll throw it quickly off the hands of Reed, and they're chasing it down, but it's ruled incomplete on the forward pass. And so that'll bring up a third and forever. With 4:32 to go in this fourth quarter, Raiders up 22-7 on the Trojans. Raiders are looking to go to 5-3. Appears that they'll hold on for the moment. Potosi, it appears that they'll drop to 4-4. Both these teams trying to improve their standing in their respective districts, both in fourth place. Poorman takes his time lining up in the I formation with 4.5 minutes to play. Takes the snap, and he'll hand it off to Carter Keekek, and he's hit early before getting to the line of scrimmage and dropped down for a loss of 2. I believe that was Dalton Courtney again who got the stop, as well as Logan Kirby who was there. So Keekek dropped for a couple-yard loss. And it's 4th and about 26. But it looks like they'll keep the offense on the field, or maybe they'll run the play clock down as much as they can and then punt it away. Clock's now under 4 minutes to go, and yeah, that's what Brian Jones is going to do. He'll let the play clock roll down to 1 and then call a timeout. And there is the call. 3:48 left on the clock. Raiders up 22-7 on 4th down and 26. We're back in 30 seconds on J98.
Our backyard, a paradise for your whole family. You can do it with a swimming pool. Hi, I'm Angie DeClue with Home Pools and Spas. We can make your vacation destination right outside your back door. Above ground or in ground, you have a choice of selections. Install now for years of great times.
Everybody's going home, pool and spa.
To see pools and pricing, go to our website, homepoolsandspas.net. Again, I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas, inviting you to stop by. We're located just south of the Ludington exit.
Broadcasting live from the Mineral Area College broadcast booth, Mineral Area College is your next step. You're listening to KTJJ, Farmington, Festus, Crystal City, St. Genevieve.
Royal County Raiders up 22-7 on Potosi with 3:48 to go in the game. They'll punt from the Potosi 43 on 4th down and 26. Poorman back at his own 45-yard line to boot this one away. Zach Haynes standing at his own 10 for Potosi. There is the punt, and it's a high one, and Haynes will field it at the 15 and take it. A flag comes in behind him. He gets across the 25, runs into a man at the 28-yard line, and taken down at the 29. We'll see what the flag is about. And it's a hold that will nullify this return and set Potosi back even further inside their own red zone. So the drive stalls that time, and now the Raiders will look to play some defense against Potosi. We'll start the drive deep in their own zone. Let's take a look at our Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard. Dexter up 13-7 on Central in the fourth quarter. That having implications in Class 3 District 1, the one that Potosi is in. Potosi just behind Central in the standings and about 5 points behind them as the Trojans set up at their own 9 on first down. Down by 15 points to the Raiders with 3:37 to go in this ballgame. Blake Missy is under center. And they have two wideouts to the right side, Guthrie and Haynes. And they'll look to throw this time. Missy wants Guthrie down the near sideline. He's picked off. It's Carter Keekek there, intercepting it at the 40-yard line. He falls down, and Blake Missy unable to connect with Guthrie, and the Trojans turn it over for the second time today. North County will set up first down from the Potosi 41. Missy 0 of 2 throwing the football, and now an interception. Andrew Coleman was subbed out for Missy early in this second half, and Coleman has not attempted a pass tonight. So So now the Raiders will start from the opposing 41-yard line, and we'll look to bleed out the rest of this clock. It shows 3:31 at the moment. And now Borman takes the snap, and he'll keep it himself. Barrel ahead across the 35 to the 34-yard line. Gains 6 yards on the play. Other scores around the listening area. You've got Jefferson leading Chaffee in the fourth quarter, 56-6. Jackson over Hillsborough, 56-3. Valley Catholic over Herculaneum, 47-0. And St. Genevieve has a 14-0 lead over DeSoto. Borman fakes the handoff on second and four. He's running up the middle, 30, 20, dragged down at the 15, and then finally brought down at the 10 on another impressive run. 24-yard scamper for the quarterback, Colton Borman. And he's had an impressive senior night, both running and throwing. And the Raiders might look to put a cherry on top, leading 22-7, under 3 minutes to play in the ballgame, and it's first and goal from the 10. Borman looking to the sideline, has three wideouts to the right, and he'll line up under center with Reed behind him, the tailback, and C. Strand, the tight end, attached left. Borman takes a snap, sneaks it up the middle, and only gains a couple of yards that time. In fact, only one. So a short gain on first and goal. As the clock gets closer to 2 minutes now, reading 2:15, 22-7, North County leads. Next week, Raiders will travel to John Burroughs for their final regular season game. Potosi has a meeting with DeSoto next week. Borman looking at his wristband and now sets up. We're under 2 minutes to play. Raiders up 15. Borman fakes the snap or fakes the handoff and takes it inside the five and dragged down at the two. Another 7 yard pickup. And it'll be third and goal from the two with 100 seconds to play. Borman looking to the sideline again. He has really played his heart out there and making his team proud on senior night. There are 10 seniors on this North County team, including Jalen Reed as well. A few of their receivers, Cole Ziegler, Noah Misi. Borman sets up under center. He takes the snap. He fakes the handoff again, wanted to take it in himself, but it gets stopped at the line of scrimmage by Jed Weir. As we get closer to a minute to play, it's still 22-7 Raiders, who will look to improve to 5-3 after this victory on senior night. See what they call on fourth and goal from about the 2 yard line. 48 seconds, 47 seconds to go as the Raiders try to run this down as much as they can. Borman setting up under center with four wideouts and Reed the tailback behind him, and time is called by the officials and a false start backs him up. 34 seconds left, and the Raiders will look to finish out this game. Turnovers really helped the Raiders this time. They came into this game with a -3 turnover margin, but they were +2 tonight against the Trojans. And that was really a big difference in the game as Borman on fourth down will run the option, pitches to Reed, and he gets gobbled up inside the 10-yard line and won't gain anything there. 28 seconds left as the Raiders turn it over on downs. So no final touchdown there at the very end for the Raiders, but looks like they've done enough to get the win tonight, leading 22-7 with 28 seconds left. And Potosi will take over at their own 7. For Potosi, you're looking to really regroup and then get another victory. You're playing up next week as well. DeSoto, another Class 4 school, so you have an opportunity to get some extra points with a win there. Raiders will look to gain some points with a 14-point victory tonight, or 14-plus. But we'll see if that jumps them ahead of Festus, who is losing tonight. They'll run it on first down. The Trojans, as Guthrie gets gobbled up behind the line of scrimmage, loses a couple yards. 20 seconds left, and that might do it. And we'll see if the Trojans even bother to run another play. 10 seconds now as the Raiders will hold on to win on senior night. And they will let the clock run down to zero. Final score, North County 22, Potosi 7 in Bonterre tonight. North County gets the win for their 10 seniors, and they improve to 5-3. They've won four of their last five games, and Potosi's three-game winning streak is snapped tonight. They fall to 4-4. We'll be back to wrap things up after this on J98.
It's time you try Little Caesars and Herculaneum's Extra Most Bestest Pepperoni Pizza for just $6.55. It's wall-to-wall with delicious pepperoni. Or how about their Ultimate Supreme for just $9.99? Also, check out their great-tasting wings, crazy bread, cinnamon crazy bites, and so much more. And don't forget Little Caesars' mouth-watering dipping sauces. That's Little Caesars just off 555 at the Herculaneum exit. And be sure and use the Little Caesars app so you can pick up your order when you walk in.
When life changes, where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs? Try Presbyterian Manor, where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team, making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland area.
Holst Tractor and Equipment continues to be the leader of compact tractor sales for St. Francis and surrounding counties. How, you ask? It's simple. By selling the best quality for the best price with the proven best warranty on the market. Hi, it's Hannah with LS, the major brand maker of two other brands. Brands that you already know and love. At Holst Tractor and Equipment, you get that same franchise quality with the best 6-year parts and labor warranty and more standard features than I can name in this 60-second ad. This month, get the 35-horsepower, 4-wheel drive diesel tractor with loader and skid steer front bucket for only $16,999. That's right, get the 35-horsepower compact diesel tractor with loader for only $16,999. Give us a call today, 573-756-4353, or stop by Cole's Tractor and Equipment, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Cole's Tractor and Equipment. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd.
When it comes to chronic disease management, you need someone who will walk with you toward a healthier life. Comtree Primary Care offers affordable and accessible comprehensive care in a home-like environment.
Our doctors, nurses, and staff involve you in health decisions and goals and welcome you into our family tree. Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment.
Welcome to our family tree.
Hi, this is Julie Berghouse with Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy, and I would love to invite you to stop in our store at 806 Valley Creek Drive, next door to Dollar General, and check out what sets us apart. Friendly and helpful staff, free delivery Monday through Friday to your work or home, convenient drive-through window, competitive prices, and top quality services make us the perfect choice for you and your family. Don't wait in line any longer. Let us welcome you as a member of our pharmacy family today. Give us a call at 747-1191 or check us out online at ParklandRx.com.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Off to Reed, and he's back to throw. He's pressured, lets it go over the middle. It's caught by Ziegler. Touchdown! North County takes the top off the defense that time. Cole Ziegler brings it in, 41 yards, and North County extends their lead to 14-7. That's your play of the game brought to you by Serenity Hospice Care. Peace of mind when you need it most. Final score from Bonterre, North County 22, Potosi 7, as the Raiders improved to 5-3 on the season. Potosi down to 4-4. North County on a roll at the second half of this regular season, winning four of their last five games. They really had the offense going tonight with 392 yards of total offense. Colton Poorman on his senior night, 15 of 23. For 217 yards through the air and a touchdown that you just heard to Cole Ziegler, who was the leading receiver for the Raiders tonight. Six catches, 106 yards in that score. Noah Meese, also a good night as well. Four catches and 95 yards himself. Jalen Reed, 19 carries, 78 yards with two touchdowns, but he was actually outgained by just a yard by Colton Poorman. 16 carries and 79 yards for himself. Raiders had 175 yards on the ground. Potosi, on the other hand, they could not get the offense going. All of their offense was on the ground and just 112 yards on the ground there for the Trojans. Their leading getter on the ground was Braden Isgriggs, the fullback, with 15 carries, 58 yards. Demond Guthrie did have 15 for 46 in that one score. So again, Potosi down to 4-4, North County up to 5-3, and we'll now send it to your Kohl's Tractor and Equipment Web TV game of the week, still in progress between DeSoto and St. Genevieve. So long from Bonterre. This is Andy Humphrey inside the Mineral Area College broadcast booth, and stay tuned for all of the rest of the football coverage tonight on Regional Radio.